This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the one that's about to start for the Boston Red Sox. And Shelley, the last time that this happened, we were able to get Jake to do the podcast instead of us all by himself. So maybe this is karma for that.
Yeah, this is definitely karma for that. Like, we come out of the, you know, the trading deadline, you and Jake put out, you know, an excellent pod, just kind of like recapping things. So, yeah, we kind of deserve this.
Yeah. All right, well, diving into the series against Tampa Bay, game one, pitching matchup, Martin Perez versus Josh Fleming. Red Sox take the loss 7-3. Martin Perez laid an egg against the team competing with the top spot in the AL East with the Red Sox. He went four innings, gave up seven hits, six earned, only three strikeouts. Shelley, what'd you think?
I thought a lot of things, but most of them are not probably good for this podcast. I mean, it was just kind of like one of like those really bad Martin Perez outings. Because, I mean, at this point of, you know, what, 1.5 years of Martin Perez, I just want him to just, you know, get through like 4 or 5 innings, not give up too many runs, right? And just kind of give it to the bullpen and whatever. But yeah, he just looks, it was the really bad Martin Perez. He got hit around, just so much contact, so many hits, so many runs. It was not a good game. Not a good game.
It was not. Tough outing. Only one walk, only three strikeouts, but didn't get very far in there. The bullpen followed that up. Yaxel Rios gave up a run, two strikeouts and two innings. Sawamura, no runs in an inning. And Josh Taylor, no runs in an inning. But by then, damage was done. It's Red Sox. Actually, hit Fleming pretty hard, just couldn't really kind of link everything up. You had 8 hits in 5 innings off of Fleming, and then bullpen shut the Red Sox down from there. Just when the Red Sox have struggled, it's been like this, where they just can't string hits together to push runs across, and that's exactly what we saw.
Yep.
Game two, Nathan Eovaldi versus Ryan Yarbrough. Loss 9-5. Nathan Eovaldi went five and a third, six runs, five of them earned, only one walk, six strikeouts, and only 6 hits across that time. What did you think of Eovaldi's start here?
I didn't like watching it. Like, it was kind of like, just like bad Perez, it was bad Eovaldi, some of his pitches, some of his, you know, at-bats look fine, look totally fine. But then he kind of gets into a role of where he doesn't look fine, gives up hits, and then the runs go across. So, bad Perez, bad Eovaldi, just not a good time for both of those guys. They just kind of have some pretty poor outings because, you know, we're fighting the Rays for the top spot in the AL East.
Yep. After this loss, the Red Sox would drop to a half game back of the Rays. Red Sox bats, though, didn't have an awful night, as they did get 5 runs across. It was tied 5-5 at one point. 2 hits from Hernandez, and then a bunch of hits from just about everybody else. Verdugo and Albert, who's the only ones in the lineup without a hit. Bogarts hit a homer. Bobby Dalbec hit a homer. And Yarbrough charged with all 5 runs, and then the Rays bullpen again shut the Red Sox down after that. Tonight, Game 3, pitching matchup, Nick Pivetta versus Shane McClanahan. And we had ourselves a good one tonight. Red Sox did drop it 3-2, but a much better performance from the starter here, Nick Pivetta, who had kind of a streak of some poor outings in a row, only gave up 3 hits, 3 earned, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts in 4 2/3. Didn't get deep, but was kind of generally effective. The bullpen after him, pretty strong. Josh Taylor, 1/3 of an inning, Robles in an inning in his Red Sox debut. Whitlock, two innings to finish it off. The Red Sox bats, unfortunately this time, failed to really get anything going off of McClanahan. What was your thoughts on Pivetta's kind of weird outing? Weirdly effective-ish outing.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. Out of the three pitchers that pitched against the Rays this weekend, Pivetta was the more effective one. You know, he only gave up three hits. And it's just, like, really interesting that you go on, you know, Baseball Savant, and only three, he only gave up, like, three hard hit balls. So that doesn't account to those three hits that he gave up. It's every single, you know, all the contact that he gave up, there was only three hard hit. It's really, really good to see. Got plenty of strikeouts, only one walk. I was really impressed, with Pivetta, today. But yeah, it really stinks that our offense just really could not get anything together against McClanahan, who, you know, I'll give him some kudos to. He looked really, really great.
He did. He went six innings, only four hits, one earned run, seven strikeouts, two walks. Red Sox bats, however, stranded 21 batters.
Yep.
And out hit the Rays. That's a tough loss to take.
100%. I mean, especially because just to get just one of the games this weekend would have been fine. But this one, with all of those batters left on base, it just, yep, great.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Red Sox drop all three games. Renfro with a home run in this one. And they fall to a game and a half now behind the Rays. Not a great one for the Red Sox, but who is your MVP of the series?
Do I have to pick someone? I don't know. I guess Xander, outside of tonight's game, he had a couple multi-hit games, drove in some runs. So I guess Xander, but I really don't want to give it to anyone. We didn't do well this weekend.
Yeah, same. He had a home run in game two, a couple multi-hit games. He was really kind of the only one that had it going.
Yep.
So I agree. That does it for this series. We'll take a quick break, come back, and preview the Tigers. All right, up to the minute standings in the AL East. The Red Sox now a game and a half back of the Rays, and 4-6 in their last 10. They are the only team in the division under 500 in their last 10 games. The Rays, 64-42, leading the division. Yankees, 7 games behind the Rays. Blue Jays, 8 games behind the Rays, and Orioles, 26 games back. Next up for the Red Sox is a 3-game series with the Tigers, who are currently battling for a distant second in the AL Central with the Indians. It's the White Sox starting to run away with that division. The Tigers have kind of been an interesting story this year. No one really expected them to do much, and they are 3 games under 500 at the moment. However, they have been on a nice little run for themselves, and are actually capable of you know, claiming second place in this division for themselves. The lineup that we'll be facing: Akil Baddoo, Jonathan Scope, Robbie Grossman, Miguel Cabrera, Jaimer Candelario, Eric Haas, Willie Castro, Zach Short, Derek Hill. What catches your eye there?
Honestly, what catches my eye is just how well they have been performing, especially in this past kind of like month, in July. Like, they were like one of the highest scoring teams in all of baseball, and they've actually scored more runs than the Yankees overall in the entire season, which just blew my mind when I heard that stat a couple days ago. So I'm just assuming that it's still the same by now. So that is what is really, really is kind of interesting, because I'm like, okay, so when I think of the Tigers, I'm just like, okay, it's kind of just a ho-hum team, you know, our pitchers should be able to figure them out. But with that stat, and knowing that we have Garrett Richards and Martin Perez coming up, it gives me a little bit of heartburn just coming out of this race series.
Yeah, we get to see two of the Tigers' prize young pitchers here. First, we have Garrett Richards versus Willy Peralta, then Eduardo Rodriguez versus former number one overall pick Casey Mize, and Martin Perez versus Tarik Skubal. Skubal, who's kind of been up and down this season, but still a young guy for them. For the Bats, Akil Badu is having himself a nice little season leading off there. 10 homers, 14 steals, a double-digit walk rate, hitting .270. He's been a nice little surprise for them.
Yeah, he really has. And I mean, you just, you just gotta, you know, don't think that, oh, this is just, you know, Akil Badu. He's like a Rule 5 pick. Yeah, the pitchers really have to pitch him well because he, that dude can hit.
Yeah, he's a really interesting Rule 5 pick because he had quite a bit of helium there for a bit in the Twins system. He dominated the lower parts of the minors. Walking more than he struck out, getting on base, obviously, a ton, hitting for average and kind of showing a little bit of some power speed. Now he's kind of putting that all together at the major league level. So only 23. So going to be a tough out for Red Sox pitchers. And then, of course, Miguel Cabrera still kicking.
Yeah.
So what is your prediction for this series?
I think we take 2 out of 3. I mean, gosh, we need it because this weekend was just absolutely awful. So I think we take 2 out of 3. I think we can get to Peralta, and I do think that we can probably get to Mize because the Tigers are kind of limiting his innings a little bit, so we could probably get to that bullpen. And I'm just afraid to go full sweep. So I guess I'll give the last game to Scooble.
Yeah, I have the same feeling where Red Sox need to get all their stuff going here to and kind of have a positive outcome in this series, and baseball's weird. So I feel like 2 out of 3 for the Red Sox, and then also there's the desperation piece because they don't want to fall further behind Tampa, so they need to have a good outcome in this series. So I think that that gets them to win the series. It's the drive that they need.
Yep.
Who is your prediction for MVP?
I'm gonna go with Xander. He just came off his a pretty good series, well, kind of sort of good series against the Rays.
Yeah.
Coming back from that wrist injury, I think he's just gonna be the MVP that we all need right now.
I'm gonna go Kike Hernandez.
Yeah.
Had a nice little game today, got on pace, had some nice timely hits for Red Sox, so I'm gonna go with Kike.
Nice.
All right, that'll do it for us. You can find both of us at the Over the Monster website, where we do roundtables and write articles sometimes. You can also find us both on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. That'll do it. We'll be back with you later in the week to recap this series and preview a 4-game series with a doubleheader against Toronto.